Okay, good evening, and we are going to pick up a little bit after where we started, left off last time, because as I mentioned, we started the Psicha, we did the Hakdama, the introduction, the Psicha opening, and the next part is about loans, which is super important, about the importance of loans, and giving loans, and returning loans, and the details, how to do that mitzvah at the highest level, and the end of the Psicha, the end of the opening, therefore jumps into the concept of loans. Since I said we're going to skip that part and maybe come back at the end, we're going to skip the end of the Psicha and go right to Chelek Sheni, which we'll be doing for many, many months, quite a few months ahead. So the beginning of the Chelek Sheni, of the second part, says as follows. Bo yuvar inyan avas ha-chesed. Before discussing details of different types of chesed that you and I can do and do correctly, Chavetz Chaim explains what it means to love chesed. Kama yeshu la'adam l'stamik tamid b'mitzvah chesed. How much a person should constantly cling to doing chesed. U'kedechsiv b'kra, as it says in the Pasuk, in Micha Vav, higid lecha adam ma'tov u'ma'ashem derish mimecha kim asos mishpat ve'avas chesed. All right, Micha says, the Navi says, I'm going to tell a person what's good and what does Hashem demand, want from us, to do mishpat, to do justice, and to love chesed. V'lechayra asked the Chavetz Chaim, it appears, the Pasuk should have said, what does Hashem want from us? Kim asos mishpat v'chesed. That you should do mishpat and chesed, or to love of mishpat v'chesed, to love justice and chesed. And instead of saying to do mishpat and to love chesed, it should have said both, to love mishpat and chesed or to do mishpat and chesed. It shouldn't, the difference shouldn't be there. Question number one. V'gam, furthermore, my lashon, higid l'adam, I'm going to tell you what you should do. Micha, the Navi says, I'm going to tell you what Hashem wants from you. The whole world knows, and to asas mishpat, to do justice, who in Gaul, it's a tremendously big thing. And in fact, there's a whole parsha of the Eilu Mishpat, and dealing exactly with that, one of the most important parshas of the Torah, right after Mount Torah. Vegam, after the Eilu Torah, Vegam the Chesed, also Chesed, acts of kindness, is an Inyan Gadol, as we discussed in the Hakdam and the Psicha, and how many Psukim are more? Because multiple Psukim discuss this. Commotion inspired as Ray elucidated in the Psicha as a Sefer in the opening of this work. Ela Inyan Hu, so what does it mean that we should have Ahavas Mishpat? Excuse me, Ahavas Mishpat. Asas Mishpat, the Ahavas Chesed. He quotes the Gemara. The Talmud says in Sanhedrin, Dav Zayin, Haman shaklu liglima bebei dina. If you go to court and they take away in the court your coat, you think you lose the judgment in the court, and they take away your coat in that judgment. You should be lizmor zimur. You should sing a song. That's the best thing. If you go to Yuva Bezin and you lose in that Bezin, you lose in that court, you should sing a song. I'm going to explain all of this. Why Micha, who says you should do justice and love acts of kindness, why does he say it in that way? Why isn't do justice and do chesed, acts of kindness, or love both? Why is it specifically that? Why does the verse say, I'm going to tell you what's good? Of course we do justice, mishpat, and chesed, acts of kindness. Well, of course. You need a Navi to tell us that's all over the Torah. And number three, what does it mean that if you go to court, as Gemara says, you lose the adjudication, you lose the judgment, and you have to give up your coat? That because for that, you should sing a song. Be'ir achas. He's going to explain a little of a mashal. In order, by the way, Chavetz Chaim, in his Kisvei Chavetz Chaim, in his writings, is an expert. As I'm going to be, a confession, one of the things that got me into learning as a teenager was I was going through the Chavetz Chaim's Mashalim, his parables, and really it was instrumental when I was 15, 16 in getting me into more serious Torah study. So he said the following thing to Chavetz Chaim. Be'ir achas, Hayakas Shel Moridim. There was a city where there was a bunch of people who were rebelling. V'chibru Elein Kama Anash. And they had a few people joined with them in this potential rebellion. U'kedei l'chazek chevrason. And in order to strengthen their group, their fellowship, their nascent is insurrection, rebellion. They all decided, all of these people who plan to rebel against the king, they're going to wear a certain type of colored garment, different from anyone else, in order they should recognize each other. They're on the same team. They're together. From far. And he has their group of insurgents. And it was at a certain day, they all went and got drunk. And they amongst this whole group of people who were planning to rebel, who had this particular garment, and they got drunk, and some of them, in their drunken stupor, did not want to pay the bill. But of course, this pub who had a big owner, the pub owner or a bouncer, whatever you want to, he basically did not let them leave the pub until they paid their bill. And instead, what he did is he took off their clothes, took off that garment as a collateral. They're going to come back and pay. So he took their garment. And they were all angry. They were furious, these guys, because besides their clothes, they lost their uniform, the uniform of the insurrection, of the rebellion. And this owner took it, so they left in a huff and puff. With a message on Muat, but shortly right after this whole incident happened, the king found out about this potential insurrection, and he found out that garment that they were wearing, let's call it a green whatever shirt, that was a sign of the rebellion. Right? And he found out about them. The Chapsu, when he put in secret services, call me Shahayu Bosim, anyone who had this intelligence, was he got it? You know, anyone who had it, Uvatkoch from Asim, and he went and checked in it, and when he sparred him, he doesn't, he found it even more. About how serious this insurrection was, how advanced it was. He not only did he arrest all of the members of this nascent group that were planning to rebel against the king, he confiscated all their possessions. Levad, who is spared though? Those guys who got drunk in the bar, and he got their clothes taken away by the pub owner. Loikiru, they were not recognized as part of the insurrection, and not only that, arrested, they kept all their possessions. Everyone else lost. They had rebelled against the king, and they were lost all their possessions. V'yomri ish al re'eo. So the people who were part of this insurrection, and who were spared because of what happened at that pub, one said to another, "Anu chashavnu shebala bayis asa imanu ra." We thought that this guy messed us up, right? It was a terrible thing. Shenicha begadim tachas yado. They kept it, and the truth is, he did the biggest favor. Toiv gedayla asalanu shenisurenu b'chaim ayado. He kept us alive. Had that green garment, that cloth, that badge that was part of our secret uniform of people who were going to rebel, we would be dead, thrown into Siberia, we lost our possessions. We left, they were tremendously grateful of the turn of events for themselves. And they took upon themselves to learn from what happened. Always better to live and learn vicariously. Not make a mistake. And in order that we don't have the same fate, that we shouldn't end up dead or in Siberia or with all our possessions lost. Says the Chafetz Chaim after this parable, after this mashal, Kain mamish b'inyanenu. That's exactly what we're talking about in the previous questions. Tzerech ha'adam b'nafsho, a person has to know, kisivas ha'gezel, a person steals, is corrupt in business and in life. And you buy clothes, homes, cars, you know, which is bought with thievery, with lack of honesty, with not paying vendors, not paying people you owe money to, etc. Husiba la'abed yeser mamash shalata sheyesh. So it's actually a reason to get potentially punished, to lose even the money that was not part of this, all of these iniquities and stealing. Kamoshi adua, as our sages tell us in multiple places, it quotes multiple gemaras, that if you are not honest, or you don't live erlich, in a refined fashion and business ethics, you can lose all of your money, not even the money that came honestly. Therefore, our sages said, "Kishabezin Ra Shamal Bashubai Bashugazabiyadai." When you go to court and the court adjudicates and says, "No, you have to give your shirt back to your friend," you should sing a song. Why? You shouldn't afterwards go up to Shemayim and be guilty, and you could lose other things that were not. They did you a favor. They returned what was not yours. They said, you don't deserve this. You were either guilty, or you owed them the money, or you didn't. So they did. Baruch Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. I'm not going to be a ganav, that a person should say, that I can not only be spared from doing a vera, but I can save everything else. The rest of your possessions, and you yourself are safe. If you walk around, by the way, as we come to Rosh Hashanah just a few days away, and you have other people's possessions, that's not a good thing. Far, far from it. You're walking around as a person wearing almost a rebellious person. You stole. Right, you're wearing someone else's things. Just a parenthetic, there's nothing to do per se between honesty and business. I told someone to this recently. If you don't like when somebody does a job in your house, or you someone does a service for you, and particularly if they're a Jew, but potentially also if they're a Gentile, you cannot unilaterally decide that you're not paying him or you're paying him less. That's a Beis Din decision. You need a Rav. You need to know you're in the right. It's not up to you. Halacha is halacha. If you owe a person money, in fact, that he painted it a little bit different than you like, it could be you don't have to pay him full, but you can't decide that by yourself, right? You know, in America, you go to a small court, so you sue. But let's say it's not worth it for the vendor or the painter or the contractor to do it because it's just too much of a headache, but you may have stole from that person. Very serious stuff, just parenthetically. Person has to live erlich. Honest, and if you end up losing court in halacha and a Beis Din, best thing in the world, you found out now that you are guilty. Wow, Baruch Hashem, thank you, Hashem. Now that we can understand what the Gemara means, that if you lose in court, you should sing a song because it really was not yours. Now we can understand the pasuk, the verse of Micha. It says, "Higilicha Adam, the Hainu." I'm going to tell you what's good. Micha says, Kisha Adam Alma Bakol Koichal Kabbalah. My person's going and working to make money. Many people don't work in Google and Cisco and Intel, right? And all the tech companies or in real estate or in sales for free. They're not volunteers. They're there to make geld, to get money. Or a person is in hustling a business. They know Makbid al Nafsha. When they're doing this, she had Nakia Mama Migesa, they're not stealing or they're not pilfering. Voina, charging false prices, too high, inflated prices, overly inflated, a lot of inflated price, a little bit, but you can't overinflate. V'chayitzibaza, afal pikin, I think she's doing a great job. Okay, I'm doing a great job. Yeah, 94, 93% of the time I'm not stealing, I'm not lying, I'm not overcharging. No, most of the time I'm doing good. Just stealing a little bit, you know. Imagine a person goes out to eat. Nah, what's the percent of eating kosher? 92, 93% of the time they eat kosher. Yeah, 7 out of 100 don't eat kosher. Chutzpah neira. Eat kosher, 7 out of 100 to eat pig, clams, you know, chicken and cheese. No, just 7 out of 100 times. With ribis. I know. Gezel. This is serious stuff. A person thinks they're okay because most of the time they're whatever, or I'm working hard. Contractor, I'm working on building buildings. By the way, in tech, there's less of a danger. There's other issues that you have, but there's less of a danger. When you're in business, or let's say you're in law, you jack up your hours, your billable hours, and you charge people or companies for work you didn't do, that's mamish stealing. Hey, there's always opportunity to steal in the companies as well, but less, obviously, to your job, whatever, where you take things illicitly from the company that you're not supposed to take, etc. But there's less, there's different issues that you can have. But a person does steal. For pekinu medama minaf shes atu aisa, he did it a cheshbon al maisev. Yeah, v'achlo v'asayf b'ol malgan. He thinks, you know what? Okay, 93% in the world to come, I'll deal, whatever. Al kein b'hanavi. No. You think that you steal, it's only a world to come thing? It's only maybe some people get nervous on Rosh Hashanah. Ooh, you know what? Because they worry about this world. They don't want to get slammed over here. They don't want to come. They're smart, by the way. At least in this. If you don't care about your soul for the Hashanah in the next world, you don't want to get punished in this world for no reason. Of course, it motivates to a person in tshuva. Of course. No. What's good now? She's like, look, can't komo shanashim chayzvim. Just like people think to get a lot of money, but you know it's good, do justice with your money when you raise it now. When you're working, when you're making money, are you paying the right amount of taxes? Are you lying in your tax return? Are you being honest on that? Okay, there's legitimate loopholes. That's what you have a CPA for. Don't be a fool. Don't pay taxes you don't have to pay. Well, the world wants to give the money to Uncle Sam for no reason to spend on things that whatever pork bill they have. I'm not saying, but to lie and to falsify documents. Whenever you make money, you have to be honest. You want to keep the money here? Don't be a ganav. Don't be a thief. Don't be a liar. Don't be a person charged with interest. And after Avas HaMishpa, after Asas Mispat, after doing, living Ilech, doing justice, we're making money, do it the right way. The Micha adds on, the Ahavas Chesed. You should love Chesed, right? It's not enough. It's not enough just to be a guy who works and it pays his bills, doesn't cheat, doesn't charge interest, doesn't pilfer, doesn't make up hours, doesn't. Right, that's not a genug. It's not enough. Elat zarech ra liros gam ken lasat stock of a chesed of money. You have to also do charity and kindness with your money according to your ability. Fiasho, the belav hachi chas v'shalom. That too could be a reason you lose it all. If you're living and you don't care about anybody but yourself, then you're not a person Hashem necessarily wants to give money to. As it says in Ksumas by the story of Nakdiomi Ben Gurion. Again, there could be reasons you keep it. It could be for the future generations. But this is a reason to lose it. And therefore, Micha says, you want to be successful in this world, love Chesed. Right? Love Chesed. Ask the Chavetz Chaim, Asha Amar, V'ahavas Chesed. You should love Chesed. V'loy Amar. It doesn't say, also, it's mishpah chesed. Do justice in chesed. Horalanu hanavi, the navi, the prophet Micha teaches us a very big and important thing. Shikamat anu b'avnasein ram kulach shanav. Almost everybody messes up with this due to like a lower level. Vuki av shikulanu ois nechesed. A yid, a Jew does chesed, kindness helps another person. Aval inyan chesed shalanu. Humitzadahachrach, we feel compelled to. Dahainu, sheish olav tzarech lechesu ba'at slenu pam'achashtam. Somebody needs you. Somebody, you feel good. You feel like you have to do it. How can I say no? Okay. I feel like you have to do it. You know, so-and-so calls you up. Cause match. I gotta give to him. Communal responsibility. By the way, this is a level, by the way. Don't get it. Right? You can't escape it. You're going to see Jonathan Kay walking in Shul. What's going to say David Raka? You can't hide from them. Right? You can't avoid them. You can't hide. And I see, Levy's on. Okay, you can hide in Texas. Right? You can't hide in San Jose. But you can't. Maybe Rabbi Scheinberg, the Chabad, you're stuck. You're stuck at something you have to give to. Somebody asks you, help with the Tara or whatever, no one else, okay, I'll do it, whatever you do. It's very sad, you kick it out, but you don't do it with such a desire, or believe, this is what the Navi says, no, what does Hashem want? He wants you to love chesed. When you do a chesed, you give somebody a ride, you give stuck up for the place you benefit from, or you help a poor person who needs it, you invite a guest, okay, you visit the sick, you menachem avol somebody, you help give somebody good advice, somebody needs you to have shlep, they ask you to help build a sukkah, right? All these things, you win the lottery. How lucky I am. Avos chesed, what it's all about. Shalom tachshev, right? You should love chesed. Shalom tachshev v'nashev v'zeh sh'atah l'famim. I do chesed here and there, and I don't do it fully. This is something you have to love. Again, if you're in marriage, you do things not because you're compelled. You should love helping your spouse. You should love doing it. You should have an ava for it. And we know, it's self-evident, that there's a tremendous difference if a person does it under compulsion, under force, it could be social norms, communal responsibilities. Sometimes a friend, a relative asks you for something and you can't, quote unquote, weasel out of it. You're stuck. So you do it. You did it. And there's there's a level of greatness in that. You did a good thing. But there's a tremendous difference both in the quality of the act, both in the kavana of the act, the intention of the act. When you do something, when you're forced to do it, or you're compelled to do it, the davar shu oisim tzad avar compared to something you do out of love. Va'ois lazeh ha'hanhaga shekol odom misnag im b'nai b'mezonaisav uvamalbushav uvenisayin shalom. When a person does for his son, when he feeds his children, cleans them, marries them off, right? You're happy to give to your children. You'll give much more when you wake up. A mother wakes up for her baby crying. Anyone else in the world, you wake up someone up and knock on the door at 3 a.m. I need something. Crying your head off. Not even saying please. Kind of have a few kids. I've had that. They don't say please and they want to be nurse in the middle of the night. Not to me, not to, and I'm not really a nurse, but I know it goes on, right? No one says please, and they cry, and then maybe an hour or two later in the beginning, they not cry again. But my mother's happy to do that. Baruch Hashem, I'm feeding my kid, taking care of my baby. You love it, the child. And kids say they drop the kid in the car. Now, every day at my house, you have carpools, more than one, driving kids back and forth. I drive, take some walks. Imagine every day someone asking you for a ride. Every morning. Give me a ride. Every afternoon. Give me a ride. Your kids are doing it for you. Happy. Take them to school. To yeshiva. You think about it. By the way, can I sleep better? Okay. What do they need to have? Can mamash be and you're happy to do it. Chesed. When you love chesed, you'll look how to do it. You'll be happy to do it. You want to do it. You're looking, where is the need? How can I help people? How can I help the community? How can I help the shul? How can I help the person? How can I help a call yourself? Jewish people. How can I help my people? How can I help Hashem's children? And there's lots of ways to do chesed. As we will explain later on, he says, as a kol yasev, whatever it is you do with love. Ava! Love, not because you're compelled or coerced or community responsibility. Love. But regardless of how Indian, look how great it is, because you do a lot of tefillah. We say at the end of davening, Kivor panach nasata lanu, Hashem Elokeinu, gave us Hashem, Torah Chaim, you gave us Hashem a Torah of life and a love of chesed. Ah, we're happy that you gave us the potential for a love of chesed. V'ahainu, what does that mean? Hashem gave us a love of chesed. When Hashem revealed himself to the entire Jewish people, mass revelation at Har Sinai, now you can clearly know and see that Hashem is the God of the whole world. There is no power, no force but for Hashem. There is nothing but Hashem. God opened all the firmaments, all of the divine worlds. And he illustrates that there is nothing in this world but Hashem. At that moment, it was the Galilehem, it was revealed to the Jewish people at Sinai, Kama Inyan Yikarim, several fundamental things. Hanusha Torah Kadesha. First of all, the Torah is life. It is the life and the source of life for the heavens and the earth, the Shemayim Varas. Shabbos this guy McCall. You want to know what keeps a spiritual sustenance? What's a spiritual oxygen for this world? It is Torah and only Torah. Without Torah, there's no world. As the sage said, Hashem said in the beginning of the time, in the Jewish people accept the Torah, great. But if not, the world is going to go back to nothingness. There'll be no one in the entire world, not in Australia, not in Israel, not in Europe, not in America, South America. No one learning Torah, even for one moment. The world would go back to nothingness. Why? Because it would drown. It would suffocate. There'd be no spiritual sustenance world. As explained in the Sfarim, like the Zohar and other Kabbalistic words. And also at that moment of the revelation at Sinai, besides the Torah's Chan, the Torah is the source of all life, it also is revealed to us how a person has to run after the attribute of Chesed, to love it, not to do it, not to do it. Not to be do it for standards again. Something, of course, doing is better than not doing. But to love it with all of your soul. Hol nafsho. Ki yizboinu az berkadsham. They saw a ma oimed sabriya ve'esil shekol metzias. Everything is cool. Everything, all its sustenance, is all Hashem's chesed. Shumal kol chesed. Hashem gives chesed to the entire world. Kumoj dechsev neisen lechem lechol basar. Kilo mechasa. Hashem gives feeds the whole world, and it's all Hashem's chesed kilolam chasto. Uchsev in the pasuk says, chesed Hashem, the chesed, the kindness of Hashem, malaretz, fills the world, fills the land. Vilo kodesh baruch hu misnag im abruim din gama, if Hashem would judge or deal with the world in pure din, judgment, chas v'shalom, we wouldn't make it for a moment. we'd be gone. As a manager says in Sefer Torah, it's mentioned to him, "Maskele Eisen Ha'Ezrachi Chaz Di Hashem Oylam Hashem Eisen Ha'Ezrachi Avin Mavino Amal Eisen Ama Ha'Oylam Oymel Hem Al Chesed." Right, the world survives because of Chesed. Hashem's Chesed Shema V'Huchan Chesed Kisei. Hashem's divine throne. It's a metaphor, obviously. But whatever this means, his divine throne stands in chesed. Marshal Chazal tells the Ma'adavar Daime, what is it compared to? In the chair with four prongs, four legs of the chair. By Echa Mismaitet, One of them is shaky. You know, so the chair is shaky. Not tilt sure. So the person puts like a rock or something to make the chair sturdy, and it gets become sturdy. Kacha kisa shkayz baruch hu kaviyachol. So to speak, and obviously that little is shaky. Shaky in this world. How Hashem will deal with this world is a little shaky. Until Hashem shamchu made it sturdy. And what do you make it sturdy with? Chesed. That's what it says, Olam Chesed. But if it wouldn't be Chesed, the world couldn't stand. There wouldn't be a merit for the world. There wouldn't be enough for the world. And Hashem deals with us with Chesed. And we need to do Chesed. Not just do Chesed, we have to love Chesed. Okay, therefore, Yistabik Adam Tamim Midazu. Person should always clean themselves with this midah. If a person loves chesed, they will do. They will have bracha in this world and the next world. Commotion of our lekaman, as we will explain as we go ahead from Pesukim and from the words of the sages, from the words of the Talmud, and from the drashim. That ends the first parak of the second chapter. And just want to wish everyone a ksiva v'chsima toiva. A good Kavan Shur, everyone's tilas should be accepted. Hashem should give everyone tremendous amount of chesed in our lives, and you should have, all of us should have the ability to be lasas and mishpat, to do mishpat, and to love chesed amongst good health, simchas, and great opportunities. Okay? Should we have a good Kavan Shur?